गोपी जान बल्लभा गिरिवर नारी गोपी जान बल्लभा गिरिवर नारी जय राधा माधव कुंज गोपी जान बल्लभा गिरिवर नारी जशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन जशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जामुना तीर बनचारी जामुना तीर बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जान बल्लभा गिरिवर नारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जान बल्लभा गिरिवर नारी हरि कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhansa Parivrajakacharya. Ashtottara Shato Shri Srimad Abhay Charanarubindo Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrind Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Rashbihari Ki Jai. Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. Granthoraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Samaveto Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Gaur. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sharashati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Vishatharine. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। श्रीमद्भागवतम् फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 28, पुरंजना बिकम्स अ वुमन इन द नेक्स्ट लाइफ, टेक्स्ट 62। अहं भवान् न चान्यस् त्वं त्वं एवाहं विचक्ष्व भो न नौ पश्यन्ति कवयस् छिद्रं जातु मनाद् अपि। अहं भावान्न चान्नस्त्वं तमेवाहं विचक्षभो नानौ पश्यन्ति कवयस् छिद्रं जातु मनागपि। अहं भवान्न चान्नस्त्वं त्वम् एवाहं विचक्षभो नानौ पश्यन्ति कवयस् छिद्रं जातु मनागपि। अहं भवान्न चान्नस्त्वं तमेवाहं विचक्षभो नानौ पश्यन्ति कवयस् छिद्रं जातु मनागपि। तमेवाहं विचक्षभो ननौ पश्यन्ति कवयस् छिद्रं जातु मनागपि। तमेवाहं विचक्षभो नानौ पश्यन्ति कवयस् छिद्रं जातु मनागपि। अहं भवान्न चान्नस्तं तमेवाहं विचक्षभो नानौ पश्यन्ति कवयस् छिद्रं जातु मनागपि। माताजी कवयस् छिद्रं जातु मनागपि। अहं भवान्न चान्नस्तं तमेवाहं विचक्षभो कवयो जातु मनागपि। अहम् आई भवान् यू न नॉट च आल्सो अन्यः डिफरेंट त्वं यू Eva, certainly, aham, as I am. Bichakshya, just observe. Bho, my dear friend. Na, not. Now, of us. Pashyanti, do observe. Kavayaha, learned scholars. Chidram, faulty differentiation. Jatu, at any time. Manak, in a small degree. Api, even. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. My dear friend, I, the super soul, and you, the individual soul, are not different in quality, for we are both spiritual. In fact, my dear friend, you are qualitatively not different from me in your constitutional position. Just try to consider the subject. Those who are actually advanced scholars, who are in knowledge, do not find any qualitative difference between you and me. Please repeat. My dear friend, I, the super soul, and you, the individual soul, are not different in quality. For we are both spiritual. In fact, my dear friend, you are qualitatively not different from me in your constitutional position. Just try to consider the subject. Those who are actually advanced scholars, who are in knowledge, do not find any qualitative difference between you and me. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Both the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living entity are qualitatively one. There is no factual difference between the two. The Mayavadi philosophers are again and again defeated by the illusory energy because they think that there is no separation between the super soul and the individual soul, or that there is no super soul. They are also misled in thinking that everything is the super soul. However, those who are kavayaha, learned scholars, actually know the fact. They do not commit such mistakes. They know that God and the individual soul are one in quality, but that the individual soul falls under the clutches of Maya, whereas the super soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the controller of Maya. Maya is the creation of the Supreme Lord. Maya Shrishta. Therefore, the Supreme Lord is the controller of Maya. Although one in quality with the Supreme Lord, the individual soul is under the control of Maya. Mayavadi philosophers cannot distinguish between the controller and the control. Ahang bhavanna channastvam Tame bahang bichakshobho, na nau pashyanti kavayas, chidrang jatu managopi. Jai Shri Shri Gornitai ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Radha Rashbihari Lalita Vishakha Devi ki. Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Gaur Premanande. My dear friend, I, the super soul, and you, the individual soul, are not different in quality. For we are both spiritual. In fact, my dear friend, you are qualitatively not different from me in your constitutional position. Just try to consider the subject. Those who are actually advanced scholars who are in knowledge do not find any qualitative difference between you and me. So, the super soul, the real friend of a living entity, is speaking to Puranjana when he became a woman in his next life. Why did Puranjana become a woman? Because of his attachment to his wife. So this is how one thing we are seeing here, that jang jang bapi smaran bhavam tajatante kalevaram. With whatever thought one leaves his body, he gets his next body accordingly. And what will be the thought at the time of death? What would be the last thought? Wherever our deepest attachment is, that will be our last thought. And accordingly, we'll get our next body. So Puranjana was born as a woman. And then when her husband died, she herself had to make the funeral pyre for the husband and cremated him. And then, due to the separation from her husband, when she was crying piteously, then a brahmana came to her. Who is that brahmana? Who identified himself as his old friend. And the brahmana pointed out, now he is addressing that spirit soul, the individual personality who appeared as a woman and crying due to a separation from her husband, that that brahmana is the super soul. So who is the old friend? Who is living entity's dearmost friend? Surhidam sarvabhutanam. Who is that surhid of the living entities? The supreme personality of Godhead. He is such a dear friend. He is so concerned about us that wherever we go, he goes with us. That is the sign of real friendship. Friends always remain together, especially at the time of distress. A friend in need is a friend indeed. So who is that dearmost friend who never ever leaves us, who is always with us, who is always taking care of us and protecting us from the most difficult situations? The Supreme Personality of Godhead as the Super Soul. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead accompanies the living entity, the conditioned souls, when the living entity leaves Krishna and loses his right to remain in the spiritual world and falls down to the material nature, then Krishna accompanies him as the super soul. Same Krishna, no difference. Only difference is, as the super soul, he is Upadrashta and Anumanta. He is just witnessing his activities. And he is approving which desires will be fulfilled and which ones will not. A living entity is trying to enjoy the material nature, although the living entity left Krishna, but Krishna is with him all the time. And he is witnessing him. So that is one way of looking at the super soul. Krishna himself is actually saying that in the Bhagavad Gita. But there is another way of looking at the super soul. And that identity of the super soul is not just like a witness, but a caring father who is watching over his child. The child is playing in the field with his friends. He completely forgot his father. He is so absorbed in his play. But the father is sitting on a bench by the park and watching the sun. And when it becomes dark and all the friends are gone, then the child becomes afraid. And then he remembers his father and calls out, "Daddy, Daddy, where are you?" Then the father comes and picks him up. So that is how merciful the Supreme Personality of Godhead is. Although we left him, he never leaves us. Although we have forgotten him, he never forgets us even for a moment. And he's waiting when you're going to turn his face towards him. And the moment we try to turn our face towards him, the moment we remember him, he immediately makes all the arrangements to pick us up. So that is how merciful the Supreme Personality of Godhead is. When we are absorbed in our, like a child, when we are absorbed in our games, playing in the field with our friends and relatives, he doesn't interfere. He says, "Okay, play. How long will you play? When you get tired of your games and when you remember me, I'll be there for you." And here also, he is actually identifying himself that qualitatively, you and I, the jiva and the super soul, the jiva and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are one. Qualitatively, that point has been very emphatically made. We can consider at least three times Prabhupada mentioned that in the translation. One is, and you, the individual soul, are not different in quality, for we are both spiritual. In fact, you are qualitatively not different from me in your constitutional position. Just try to consider the subject. Those who are actually advanced scholars who are in knowledge do not find any qualitative difference between you and me. Three times this qualitative similarity has been mentioned. But what hasn't been spoken here, but implied, is the quantitative difference. So that is our philosophy. That is what one has to understand. Achinta, bhed, and abhed. Abhed, non-different. You are spiritual, I am spiritual. So qualitatively, we both are spiritual. But quantitatively, you are minute and the Lord is absolute. That's he is pointing out. And in the purport, Prabhupada has clearly explained that. And this is, Prabhupada is pointing out in the purport, the Mayavadis, they miss out on that point. They simply get caught up with the qualitative similarity, and therefore they think jiva equals to God. But the main catch is the quantitative difference. A drop of water is water. An ocean also is water. Qualitatively, a drop of water and ocean is similar. Qualitatively one. But a drop of water is a drop, tiny little drop of water. And the ocean is a vast reservoir of water. So that is the quantitative difference. And they cannot understand that, Prabhupada is pointing out in the purport, that they do not understand Maya. They consider that Maya, they consider that the jivas are controlled by Maya and jivas can become free from Maya. And when jivas become free from Maya, then they become Narayan. But they don't realize that Narayan is always, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is always the controller of Maya. Maya dhin and Maya dhish. This difference they do not understand. Jivas are Maya dhin. Jivas individually are subordinate to Maya. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead, under all circumstances, is Maya dhish. There is no consideration of the Supreme Personality of Godhead coming under the control of Maya, because he is the Lord of Maya. And especially Mayavad philosophy. It's a very, misconstrued presentation of Shankaracharya. Like, there is Brahmavad, the Vedas have also the Nirvishesh concept, impersonal concept. But Brahmavad and Mayavad, there is a difference. Brahmavad is they are in one stage of understanding the spiritual reality, but they can progress further and come to a better understanding or get a higher understanding of the spiritual reality. Whereas the Mayavadis cannot. The reason is the Vedic understanding of impersonalism understanding, Brahmavadi, their understanding is Brahma Purinamvad, transformation of Brahman. Brahman, the spiritual substance or spiritual energy, has been transformed into Maya or material nature. Brahma Purinam, this material nature is a transformation of the spiritual energy of the Lord. Parinam. But what Shankaracharya did is that he came and presented a new theory that is called Vivartavad. That's the not a theory of transformation, but the theory of illusion. This theory of illusion has been presented in this way, that just as by mistake we consider something to be something else, that is illusion. Like mirage is actually hot sand in desert, but it appears to be water. It's not water, it's actually burning hot sand, but it gives the impression, one mistakes it to be water. So that is an example of vivarta or illusion. Another example that Shankaracharya raised is that the theory that just as a rope appears to be, rope is mistaken to be a snake. Bhram, mistake. Mistakenly considering something to be something else. The rope, just as one mistakes a rope to be a snake, similarly, this material nature is a mistaken concept. It's an illusory concept. It's not there. What it appears to be there is not there. It's just as there is no water in the mirage. It appears to be water, but it's not water. It appears to be a snake, but it's not a snake. So that is why he actually came up with the theory, Brahma Satta Jagan Mitha. The conclusion of this Vivarta is Mitha, false. Brahma Satta Jagan Mitha. Now this theory has been defeated by Ramanujacharya with his Vishishtadvaitavad, where he say presented, fine, there is no water in the mirage. But somewhere water is existing, that's why we are mistaking mirage to be water. Fine, there is no snake in the rope, but somewhere the snake is existing, therefore we are mistaking the rope to be a snake. So in this way he defeats that Brahma, Shankaracharya's presentation, that Brahma is nirakar, nishakti, nirvishesh. Brahman is without any variegatedness, without any potency, without any variety, without any form or any quality. So the quality may not be there, these things, the substance may not be there in the reflection, but somewhere they must be existing, that's why they are appearing to be there. Snake is not there in the rope, but somewhere the snake is existing. The variety of this material nature may not be existing here in the material nature, in reality, but somewhere it's existing. Where is that somewhere? In the spiritual sky. So the spiritual sky is not nirakar, nirvishesh, nishaktik. The spiritual sky is full of form, full of variety, and full of potency. And then finally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and gave the Achinta Bheda Bhittattva. In this way, Shankaracharya's Kevaladvaitavad, or which is Vivartavad, or Vivarta means illusion, theory of illusion, that's why it's called Mayavad, the theory of illusion. There was a conflict between Shankaracharya's Mayavad and the Vaishnava's Vishishtadvaitavad, Dvaitavad, and Dvaitadvaitavad. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and harmonized them both with his Achinta Bheda Bhittattva. The first thing he pointed out, that is Achinta. Don't argue about it. Achintasya Lakshanam, the symptom of Achinta is beyond your sense perception. Achinta khalu, achinta, the definition of achinta is prakritibho pare jastu tad achintasya lakshanam. That is beyond this material nature, that is achinta. That is beyond your sense perception is achinta. Therefore, na tang starkena jojoyat, by mere argument and debate you cannot establish that. The way to understand is the scriptures. Study the scripture properly under the guidance of a bona fide teacher, bona fide guru, and you'll get the understanding. Everything will become crystal clear. And ultimately what will happen? Dibbo gyan hride prakashito. The transcendental knowledge will be revealed in the heart. So to begin with, it's achinto. Don't unnecessarily waste your time in dry speculation and debates and arguments. Just accept the authority. Authority are two types, scriptures and the teachers of the scriptures. And then, bhed and abhed. The consideration is not just two, Brahma and Maya. The consideration is actually three. Jiva, Prakriti and Ishvara. These are the three principal considerations. jivas, Ishvara and Prakriti. Prakriti, now the thing is, the Prakriti is the separated energy of the Lord. Now jivas being minute, when he comes in contact with Prakriti, it becomes affected by Prakriti. That is the point. Maya dhin is adhin of Maya, is subordinate to Maya, is susceptible to become overpowered by Maya. Whereas Ishvara is always Maya dhish. He is always the controller of Maya. He is never going to get affected by Maya. Rather, Maya is his separated energy. Therefore, he doesn't even deal with Maya directly. This Mahamaya, material nature, external energy, he doesn't even deal with it. He simply glances at it. And just the glance causes the manifestation of the material nature. Otherwise, the material nature is in two states, abhyakta and bhakta. Abhyakta dini bhutani, bhakta madhani bharata, abhyakta nidhananeva, tatraka puridevana. So material nature is in two states. When the Lord glances towards the material nature becomes manifest, or material nature becomes active. Whereas when he withdraws his glance, then the material nature becomes unmanifest. So the Lord, therefore, is never under the influence of Maya. Rather, he doesn't even deal with Maya. This external energy, in a way, is so remote from him, or rather, because it's external, he doesn't directly deal with it. He deals with this external nature through Lord Shiva. He transforms himself into Shambhu to deal with this material nature. So he is always, under all circumstances, he is Maya Dhish. And this living entities are minute, insignificant part and parcel of that Supreme Personality of Godhead. And because he is a part and parcel, minute, when he becomes separated, a living entity becomes separated from the Lord, he loses his spiritual qualities. He loses his spiritual identity. An example is given in this way, just like a spark. A spark is fire. Qualitatively, a spark is fire. But when the spark becomes separated from fire, comes out of the fire, and falls on a heap of ash, it's not fire anymore, it's ash. So the external energy that is separated from the Lord, when a living entity looks away from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he comes under the control of the external energy, and he loses his spiritual identity and becomes and begins to identify himself with matter. Krishna bohir mukh hoiya bhogoban sha kore nikatastha maya tare japotiya dhore. Nikatastha, the Lord's external energy is very close to him, just next to him. It's two considerations, either his internal energy or his external energy. The moment a living entity looks away from the Lord, nikatastha maya tare japotiya dhore. The maya which is just standing next to the Lord immediately grabs him. So it is like a spark came out of the fire, and immediately it loses the fiery quality and developed the quality of ash. Completely lost its spiritual identity and begins to identify himself with matter, the living entity. I am this body. That is the Maya. I am this body. This body is my identity. Therefore, the beginning of the spiritual knowledge actually begins with this consideration, Aham Brahmasmi. Not that I'm not matter, I'm not this body, I'm spiritual. I'm a spirit soul. But the thing is, when I am in contact with the material nature, I am separated from the Lord. At that time, I cannot be identified as Satchidananda, as the Lord. That is the spiritual quality of the spiritual substance. Sat Chit Ananda. Eternal, full of knowledge, and full of bliss. Now, a speck of inflammable object, the spark, being separated from the fire, became ash. Now, how can we make it into fire again? How can it regain its fiery qualities? Very simple. Take that speck back into fire. It'll become fire again. So the jivas, when he becomes aware of Krishna, when he becomes aware of his relationship with Krishna, and when he cultivates to re-establish his relationship with Krishna, the process of spiritualization begins. All we have to do is take that speck, tiny little speck of inflammable particle, back into fire. How? By becoming Krishna conscious. Ultimately, it's a matter of consciousness. Somehow or other, we looked away from Krishna, Maya grabbed us. How it happened, we do not know. How it happened, we'll probably get to know when you go back to the spiritual sky. Why we looked away from Krishna. It's achinta, it's beyond our sense perception, beyond our intellectual perception. Therefore, don't waste your time. How we fell and from where we fell. So much time is wasted on that. Big scholars are debating on that, where the jivas fell from. Don't worry about that. The what really matters is, where are you now? We are here, suffering in this miserable material condition. Now the consideration is where we have to go and how we have to go. And the process is very simple. Turn your consciousness. That is, whatever you are dealing with, whatever you are doing, jat karosi, jadasnasi, jat juhosi, dadasi jat, jat tapashosi konteya, tat kurusha madarpanam. As simple as that. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer in charity, whatever you offer in sacrifice, just simply do it for Krishna. That is the meaning of being Krishna conscious. And then Krishna is there, as we are finding in this verse. As a super soul, he is with the living entity. And he is waiting. Why is he with the living entity? Because he is simply waiting when this dear friend of mine is going to turn his face towards me. And the moment we try to, we don't even have to. The moment we try to, then immediately Krishna will come and pick us up. And that's why Prabhupada said, if we take just one step towards Krishna, Krishna will take 100 steps, 1,000 steps, million steps to pick us up. That is how eager Krishna is to take us back to him. Other processes for spiritual advancement may be difficult. Why only difficult? They're impossible. Other process of spiritual advancement is impossible. But Krishna consciousness is easy. All you have to do is just surrender. Mam ekam sharanam braja. Sharanagati. Just surrender. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu জীবে দয়া করি সপার্ষদ স্বীয় ধাম সহ অবতরী, অত্যন্ত দুর্লভ প্রেম করিবারে দান, শিখায় শরণাগতি ভকতের প্রাণ. হি ইজ টিচিং দ্য প্রসেস অফ সারেন্ডার, উইচ ইজ দ্য লাইফ অ্যান্ড সোল অফ ডিভোশন, উইচ ইজ দ্য সোর্স অর দ্য মিন্স টু রিসিভ কৃষ্ণ প্রেম. So this Mahavadanya personality, the most munificent personality, has come to give us this Krishna Prem and make us go back to Godhead, or take us go back to Godhead. That is how wonderful the process that he has given. And here it's being confirmed. The dearmost friend is coming to Puranjan and telling, Puranjan as a woman, that you have forgotten me, but I have always been with you. I was just waiting for this moment when in absolute despair, you're just going to remember me, turn towards me. And now I'm ready to offer my hands to you. Just come back. জগদ্গুরু শিল প্রভুপাদ কি, সমবেত ভক্তবৃন্দ কি, গৌর প্রেমানন্দে হরি হরি গৌর. ডজ এনিবডি হ্যাভ এনি কোয়েশ্চেন? ইয়েস ভক্তরূপ প্রভু.
Two actually, if you have time. First one is this word anumanta. Perhaps you can explain a little bit more about it. I understood that, I was understanding that this, the Paramatma is permitting, you know, all desires, and perhaps maybe not all immediately, but in due course of time, all desires.
Okay. So let me answer the first one.
Yeah.
Anumanta. The root word is anumodan or anumati, to give the approval. So there are, in this respect, there are two considerations. The father is approving, fulfilling the desires of the child. But when the child wants something in a wrong way, when the child says, "Daddy, I want a glass of whiskey," the father is not going to give it to him. Because he is his well-wisher, he is not going to give him something which is harmful to him. That's one consideration. And the other consideration is that prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashah. Like one desires, but the desire, fulfillment of the desire, is actually according to his karma. If he has pious activities, he can have the desire fulfilled. If he doesn't, bad luck. It's something like pious activity in that respect is something like cash in the pocket. Right? You have money in the pocket, you want something, you can very easily get it. But if you don't, so here Krishna is neutral. You know, he is not saying any desire you have I'll fulfill. Now you're on your own in the material nature. And you are subjected to guna and karma. As you are acting, you are generating the results. Sometimes you are generating the pious activities, pious results. Sometimes you are generating sinful results. As a sinful result, you are getting punished. As a pious result, as a reaction of pious result, you are getting rewarded. Or reward means the ability to fulfill whatever you want. So that is the function of anumanta, of Krishna, in these two ways. One is a caring, protecting father, fulfilling the desires, but if the desires is wrong, he says, no, no, you shouldn't get that. And the other one is, he's neutral, and he's saying, okay, it's your karma. Okay, the desire is okay, fine, you can get it. But actually, you have to give up all those desires and just surrender to me.
Second question is, can you just to try to help us understand the difference between a Brahmavadi and Mayavadi, okay. Perhaps some example you can give or?
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, that part I did not really deal with. Thanks for reminding. Yeah, I discussed about the Mayavad, Vivartavad. See, the problem with Mayavad is that they say Brahman is the ultimate absolute. Brahman is Nirakar, without form, Nishaktik, without even potency also. Without any variety, right? So Brahma is something that we can't even think of, you know? Like ultimately that is it. And they're saying that Brahma, the jiva, when in the mode of goodness, you see, Brahman is under the mode of goodness, is becoming avatars, incarnations. Brahman in a mode of passion is jiva, right? So when Brahman becomes free from the influence of passion and ignorance and comes to sattugun, then Brahma is Narayan. Therefore, they address their sannyasis as Narayan because sannyasis are supposed to be in the mode of goodness, so they have become Narayan. See, the thing is that ultimately everything is without any variety, but due to the mode, influence of the modes of nature, they are becoming avatar, jiva, and bastu, substance, matter. So that is their problem. You see that, whereas Brahmabad is that they are open, that, yeah, we are dealing with Brahman, and transcending Brahman will come to recognizing the personal feature of the Lord and become a devotee. For example, the four Kumaras. Initially, they're absorbed in Brahman. But then, from there, they became devotees by coming in contact with the personality of Godhead, developing their attraction. Same thing with Sukadev Goswami. Initially, he was a Brahmavadi, but then he developed his devotion. So the point is, the Brahmavadis can become devotees. It's just a stage. And the other consideration is, see, spiritual life is subjected to the instruction of the spiritual master. It is not that on their own they're deriving different concepts and deciding for themselves. They're being guided by the spiritual master. Just like in school, in certain class, we get the understanding to that level. Then higher class, we get a higher level of understanding. So similarly, in the spiritual plane, the same principle applies. The guru is guiding the disciple. When the guru sees that he needs to be guided through Brahman, or if he is in the Brahman realization platform, he can be gradually brought into the devotional platform. Whereas Mayavadis don't have that scope. Therefore, it is said that the Mayavadi Krishna Aparadhi. That's why they don't have any possibility unless and until they completely give up that concept. Through Mayavad, there is no way of becoming a devotee. You have to completely discard that to become a devotee. So that's the difference between Mayavad and Brahmavad. See, Brahma, just to make one other point clear, Brahma Parinam, Brahma has become Jagat, transformation. But Vivarta, illusion. The Jagat is a transformation of Brahma. But Jagat is not Mitha, Jagat is not illusion. It's real. It's real as a reflection. You can't say the reflection doesn't exist. The reflection is real. But that reflection is indicating that whatever is here is there as well. But here it is a reflection, there it's a substance. Thank you. Yes?
Hare Krishna. Can you explain what exactly the correct meaning of transcendental?
transcendental. Transcendental, the word meaning transcend, beyond. Material nature and what exists beyond this material nature is transcendental to material nature. Therefore, it is transcendental reality. You switch on the mic. Okay, you can say it. I'll relate. You see, it's not a matter of from what platform you're doing it, how you're doing it, and to whom you're doing it. If it is for Krishna, yes, it is transcendental. You may be in your bodily platform, right? But the service you are rendering is for Krishna. So Krishna is counting it as transcendental or as spiritual, right? The bodily platform, as long as it is not motivated by your selfish desire of sense gratification. If it is not for your sense gratification, if it is for Krishna's pleasure, like for example, you are cooking the bhoga for Krishna and the mosquito bites you. You are affected by the mosquito bite. So that shows you are in the bodily platform. You are being affected by your body's condition. But because you are rendering the service to Krishna, cooking the prasadam for the deity, it is transcendental. You are doing it not for yourself, you are doing it for him. But of course, then there will be two stages of devotional service. One is in the sadhana bhakti stage, and the other is in the prema bhakti or siddha bhakti stage. One is we are practicing stage of devotion, and the other is perfected stage of devotion. Through practice, you will come to the perfected stage. You may not be perfect today, but if you practice the process, in course of time, it will happen. Right? Hare Krishna. Yes?
Prabhu.
Oh, okay. He has the mic. So
Maharaji, is Durga Devi and Maya Devi one and the same entity?
Yeah, Durga Devi is is one of the manifestations of Mahamaya. Same. There are actually two Mayas, Jogamaya and Mahamaya. Krishna's potency in the spiritual domain is Jogamaya. Krishna's potency in the material domain is Mahamaya.
So those who are worshipping Durga Devi, they are tuning in with Maya? That means?
It depends with what motivation they are worshipping Durga Devi. Generally, Durga worship is done with the motivation for material benefit. The mantra for Durga worship is Dhanang Dehi, Janang Dehi, Jasho Dehi. Give me this, give me money, give me woman, give me this, give me fame.
So they are.
But at the same time, the gopis are also worshipping Katayani. Right? But what is their desire? Please allow us to get Krishna as our life and soul.
Secondly, Krishna makes us forget and makes us remember. But in case we have forgotten Krishna, that is our own act or that is also Krishna's act?
No, it's your own act. You decided to leave Krishna. Now you can decide whether you will go back to Krishna or not. Right? Devotees can help you. But ultimately, you have to decide whether you want to go or not, right?
Shankaracharya was, you say, the Mayavadi, but in his life, two times Lord Vishnu and Lord Narsingha appeared. Like when his mother was dying, Lord Vishnu appeared to his mother.
Whose mother?
Shankaracharya's mother.
Okay.
And
okay.
When one person wanted to cut...
Anyway, Shankaracharya has always appeared devotee of the Lord. Shankaracharya himself was not a Mayavadi. He proposed, actually to bewilder the you know, bewilder certain individuals and to re-establish the Vedas over the barren field of Buddhism or atheistic field of Buddhism, Shankaracharya presented that theory. Shankaracharya, under all circumstances, is a pure devotee of the Lord. Shankaracharya is Lord Shiva himself. Upon the instruction of Lord Vishnu Narayan, Shiva came to fulfill that mission. The Chaitanya Charitamrita, while explaining that, the theory of Vivartavad, is saying, Tar dosh nahi teho aggakari dash. But Mayavadir bhashya shunile hoy sarbonash. He said, Lord Shiva, there's no fault of his. He is simply an order-carrying servant. But one who gets affected by this Mayavad philosophy, he is doomed. So be careful. Don't become affected by Mayavad.
Thank you very much.
Avoid it like a plague.
Maharaj, the Supreme Lord says in the Gita, Mame Vamso Jivaloke. He talks about the Amsha relating to the Jiva. In some other place he says, Ekamsena Stito Jagat. So that Amsha and this Amsha, can you just enlighten?
Well, yes, the common word is Amsa in both. But the use of that word is different. One Amsa is, Krishna is saying that the Jivas are my Amsa, my parts. Amsa means part. And Ekangshana Sthita Jagat, he's saying that this material nature is only one portion of my energy. One insignificant part of this energy is the entire material world. So, indicating that how vast the spiritual world is. Okay, so I'll stop now. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari.